This is Bird Note. All's quiet on a December morning in a northern Ontario forest. A long, narrow clearing affords a clear view of spruce and birch trees. Then, nervous yelps from a red squirrel interrupt the silence. And, like a silver thunderbolt, a large bird of prey rushes by low to the ground in rapid pursuit of a ruffed grouse. The grouse flaps madly, just eluding its pursuer by winging wildly into a dense thicket. The hunter flies up to perch at the edge of the clearing. It's a northern goshawk, one of the most fearsome and admired of all birds of prey. Silver gray with a bold white slash above its menacing red eye, the elegant goshawk is the largest hawk of the northern forest. Since at least medieval times, falconers have regarded the goshawk as a bird of great distinction. Attila the Hun even wore its image on his helmet. The boreal forest is a vital part of the bird's range. Yet, during lean years, when ruffed grouse and snowshoe hare populations dip, as happens about every 10 years, the scarcity of prey brings northern goshawks south. It's then that we're more likely to see these beautiful and fearsome hunters. I'm Michael Stein. Thank you for tuning into Bird Note to learn about birds and their amazing lives. We hope our stories inspire you to care about birds and to discover ways to help them. Birds need champions, and your support makes our stories possible. If you've already made your gift, thank you so much. If not, please take a moment to visit our website, birdnote.org, and make your donation today. Your gift will help BirdNote continue to be a powerful voice for birds and the environment we all share. And thank you.